Third and six, Kansas City at the Bears 19. They come to the near side to Anthony Thomas. Wide receiver screen on the edge. 10, inside the 5, touchdown! Kansas City, DeAnthony Thomas. Two good blocks on the outside, and the speed of DeAnthony Thomas did the rest.
Technically, the first touchdown reception of your career last week against the Bears. On that play, just what made that play successful?
Just Alex, you know, him checking the call and just knowing the defense and, you know, Jeremy Maclin and Chris Conley just making great blocks and me just being patient and just staying with the play.
Back at Arrowhead Stadium, the Chiefs lead 17-3, but there is bad news. Let's go to the sideline.
Very bad news. Justin Houston and head trainer Rick Burkholder helping Jamal off. He's tried to put a little pressure on that right knee. However, every time he does, he winces in pain. With that being said, we've got two running backs ready to go now, and it appears Charkendrick West and Nile Davis will probably foot the bill for the rest of the day.
Jamal Charles, one of the leaders of this team, went down with the injury. Just how tough was it for you to see one of your guys go down the way that he did?
It's very tough. He's just a great, like you said, leader, teammate, big brother, a great guy to just learn from me. You know, he's a professional. He's been a professional for several years. So that was just like a great guy to just learn from every day.
What do you think it did to the team to see him go down?
I feel like it's telling us like we can't take things for granted, and it's important for us to, you know, do our job and just focus on what we got to do. And nothing, we got to just eliminate the distractions. And I feel like everybody's playing with great effort, great passion, and we just got to be the Chiefs.
Hey, fam on three. 1, 2, 3.
I've seen that you speak back at your high school, back at Crenshaw, back in L.A. You know, when you go back and speak to them, just how important is it for you to stay connected to your roots?
It's very important. And being a big man on campus, everybody focused on what I was doing. So I was pretty much like a motivator to my whole school. Also, just look back at my brothers. You know, they really look up to me.
What's up, boy?
How you doing?
You doing all right?
Mm-hmm.
Family good?
Yes, sir.
Keep handling your business.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
What did playing at Crenshaw mean to you, and specifically playing for Coach Garrett?
It was great. They expect a lot from me, not just being a great football player, but like you said, just being a great leader. And Coach Garrett is like a father figure to me. You know, he let me know how to be a man and how to be accountable and just how to be that leader for our community.
The throw, right side goes to Thomas, stop and go move, sprint to the right side, 25. He goes up the left sideline, Thomas at the 25, 20. Where's Dent? He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.